gold, Jerry. Gold!
That's right, it is gold. And this is The Perfect Pour.
Why did it take so long for us to use that?
Whoa.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour.
It's got a mind of its own.
It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
The next couple hours are going to be hanging out with you, drinking beers. We're going to be giving you some beer releases to look out for. We'll talk about past week in beer drinking and beer culture, craft beer culture, that is. Only the first half hour is Budweiser talk. The rest of it's
Coors Light.
Yeah, Coors Light. And then show's over. That would probably be a hella successful podcast.
We finish on Blue Moon.
Yep. The Blue Moon Corner.
The Blue Moon Corner.
All that's coming up on this episode of The Perfect Pour. It's episode 262 for those keeping count. Before the show, we had some tailgating beers. One of them is Nick brought by a Firestone Walker Mother's Milk?
Negative.
No?
I did not bring that by.
Oh, okay. Who brought... I thought you had brought that from the coast. Or maybe it was Matt that brought it.
I believe the Beer Pope.
The Beer Pope!
The Pope.
That was a stout?
It's a barrel-aged Imperial Milk Porter.
Wow. I was off.
A little bit.
I'll let you refresh your memory.
It's pretty good. It's a little strong. I found it to be strong. It gave me the alcohol chills. And I was right. 11.6.
Ooh. Wow.
That's all?
You got the meat sweats?
Got the meat sweats.
So are your friends so depressed? That's what I want to know.
I'm sorry about the noise this week. We have... Yeah, the swamp cooler and crickets going.
you're welcome.
It's my nightmare. I hate it. I'm sorry, but it's here, and hopefully you can tune it out.
Oh, I'm already over it.
Well, Matt's over it, so.
That didn't sound...
That was kind of quiet.
That didn't sound bottom shelf.
Low hiss.
That sounded like top shelf.
Oh. Maybe we'll get some glug glug effect.
Oh!
Little Doppler effect on that one. It's like he's driving by.
Go! Go! Was that Huelhauser?
Ooh,
We got a new beer.
So what you're saying is he just opened a new beer.
What you're saying is it's Nick's birthday.
Get ripped.
Ah!
I want everybody to open up your favorite beer right now.
Happy birthday.
Are you trying to tell people to get riggedy wrecked?
Dig around in your beer closet.
We're lucky enough to be spending his birthday next to him. Nick.
Nice. With Louie, too. Louie, the drinking buddy.
You're spending your birthday with Louie.
My service animal. My drinking animal.
Louie, take me home.
Louie, call an Uber.
Over me.
Call an Uber.
Is Man, this like this?
This is classy beer. This is a coveted 50-50 from Truckee, California, near Lake Tahoe.
I'm bracing myself.
This reminds me of the first time I've ever had Dr. Pepper.
What was that like?
It was a really good soda when I drank soda.
I remember it as a good soda. Whoa, yeah. Yeah, it's like somebody juiced up a Dr. Pepper. They spiked the Dr. Pepper machine.
Your grandpa's old cough medicine.
That's it.
Wow, that's strong.
Strong like bull.
2013, huh?
It's a wee bit.
Still hot.
Yeah. A little old. Aged to perfection, as they say.
I'm okay with this.
Let's see if we can find...
Man, did you guys see the ABV?
Negative.
Did not.
All right, Matt, do you have a guess on this?
I'm going to say 11.9.
Nick, do you have a guess?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, more tasting. It's his birthday. Let him slurp. Okay.
Twelve.
Matt hit it exactly. 11-9.
Damn it!
Wow, you guys are at least you're at 0.1.
I was gonna go 12-2, but I was like, I'll play it safe.
You swung it under a little bit, huh?
Man, nailed it. 11-9 beer.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Oh, you watch that show? Nailed It? Netflix?
No.
Nailed it.
My daughter watches it.
No, but did you guys watch Making It?
So I have to watch it. Making It?
Making It.
Which one's that?
Isn't it
Nick Offerman?
Oh, yeah, the Nick Offerman show. I haven't watched it yet.
I need to see that.
Is it good?
It's pretty good. It's pretty much Leslie Knope and Ron Swanson.
Mm-hmm.
It's
nice.
Yeah. Their banter is equally as witty.
Good reco.
Good reco.
So what's going on in the cuckoo culture? Beer geeks do stuff.
Nerds.
Breweries do stuff. We talk about it right here.
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now on the Perfect Boars Culture. All right.
I'll have to hold off. I haven't found the decoder ring for the orange wax in 2013 yet. So I don't know what barrel that was aged in. But how about this? How about a five-way collab beer?
Wow. It sounds like too many cooks in the kitchen to me.
Uh-oh, but Matt's going for it. He's going to decode this.
He's doing a five-way.
You ever had a five-way?
Five-way.
There we go. Industrial Arts Brewing Company. Hudson Valley. You know where that's at?
New York?
Isn't that by a river?
New York. It's a river. Yes. So,
or in Canada.
This is a Northeast IPA with local honey, oats, wheat, bursting with fresh melony hop character. Nope.
Matt is not having any of it.
So five breweries got together to do this collab. Kuka, Defiant, District 96, and Gentle Giant.
Sounds like three breweries too many. We all need to contribute an ingredient. Well, we could just make a fucked up IPA. All right, sounds good.
Yeah. Is my logo going to be on there? Yeah, if you want it to be. Yes.
Cool, I'll be drinking in the cold box. See you guys later.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's.
Can we get a cold box here?
That's every collab.
Podcasting?
There's a guy with a 5-gallon bucket that adds something in. It's like, all right, you're done. Going out over there.
Go over there.
And the one guy that brings the bottle of thing. Jack Daniels and pours it in the mash tun.
Yeah, that happened.
See?
When are we going to get to do a collab with somebody? Official, like name on it.
When Scotty B's done
it, I know. We have a bottle with our logo on it, Scotty B. And Chocotasso.
Mighty Quinn.
Chocotasso.
I want to see our can, stuff that we collabed in, and then our can out on the secondary market somewhere.
On the eBay?
Yeah.
The what's that? Seller?
Ebiz?
Ebiz. No, there's a sellering website.
We'll have to call it the top pour.
Nice.
Top pour.
The top pour. We put two lids on it, so no matter which way you open it, you always get the top pour.
Wow, I like that. That's a good idea. Let's do it. We can make that happen, right? Call ball. Somebody call ball right now.
We need can sleeves and two lids.
Are we still? What are we talking about, Nick? I don't know.
Nobody knows. We're already lost. We've only been here five minutes.
Two heavy-duty beers already, man.
Are we drunk already?
Yep. You're not supposed to butt-chug these beers.
What? Who?
But it's a birthday. It's his birthday.
That's right. I may or may not have been drinking whiskey earlier, so screw you guys. I'm going home. Oh, my next bit of news. Have you ever been bored?
Yeah.
Not really.
Have you ever been to Boring?
The town? No.
Yes, the town. Boring, Oregon.
Nope.
Boring, Oregon has the Boring Beer Festival.
Boring.
Boring. And the guy, the logo is a fella gently patting his mouth as if he's yawning. And this is August 24th through the 26th, if you want to go be bored at the Boring Beer Festival.
Oh, they tapped the Pliny King.
You got Pliny the Younger and Hetty Topper, and you're blending them?
You tapped the Topper Pliny blend.
Yeah.
What if you were the special guest? How'd that make you feel?
Bored.
Extra boring.
Yeah.
This is our most boringest person we could get up here.
Boring Beer Festival featuring extra special guest Conan O'Brien. Oh.
That's boring.
Boring.
Does Conan like beer? Somebody find that out.
Maybe.
I think he's had some beer nerd stuff bits before.
Nice. Well, that was boring.
That was boring. I'm too bored to go to that.
August 2nd was IPA day. What'd you guys drink?
Oh, man.
IPA. I'm busy. I mean, was busy.
You better... did you have an IPA while at work?
Well, the second was Art Hop, and the release of the new sour IPA happened. So
there you go. That's what he had.
The quality control, man.
Quality control.
He had sour IPA.
How is that?
On IPA day.
It's it's an East Coast ale yeast that was used. White wheat, oats, and gosh, what am I? Two row. But you drank it, and it tasted like a little bit of bitter orange juice, a little other fruit flavors going in there, but no fruit was added to it, so it was kind of cool.
Oh.
And the sourness really accentuated the hops. So, definitely going to have to do some quality control on that one each day. Make sure it's still good.
Every day, yeah?
Yeah, every day.
Got to do it.
Every day.
How's that new system working out for Tioga? The new cooler with all the taps?
Been pretty smooth. We, out of 32 couplers, one had to be replaced, and out of... Right. So what, 16? Out of 18 CO2 regulators, one of them needed to be replaced. So it's not too bad, considering that's all I've run into.
Nice. Getting beers out quicker now? Is that happening?
Less footsteps for the staff. We're not digging between two different locations for extra kegs. So, you know, changeovers are super quick. Everything's doubled up. So if a tap pops, you could just go to the other one. You know, you're real close from the bar to the register. It's just that it just brought in the efficiency really in. Like,
did you get bar rescued?
Yes.
did you come in? Was there a big reveal? Were you away for a couple days and then they did a reveal?
There's some people, like, though.
Oh, my God.
So the old setup is still there, but like we've taken away all the registers and, you know, it looks defunct, but
it's now in foreclosure.
And then we put,
that's the foreclosure bar now.
And we put a foosball table in front of it, but you still have people.
Just put a foosball table in there.
That'll cover it up.
What's this? The space looks weird now. It just looks like it's construction. Put a foosball table there.
But people still walk up to it and then they look over at us at the new bar and they go, wait, what?
Hey, what are you doing over there?
They're staring at the wall.
Waving finger. Come over here. No, sir, you order your beer on this side. No, this is the bar.
No, I'm here at the bar.
One of our regulars walked over there, and they're like, yeah, I walked over to the other bar, and I was starting to notice it looked different. And well, then your coworkers called me over and said I'd get better service over there.
Where there's people at.
I didn't believe them.
I said, you guys know what you're talking about. It's over here.
You're wasting your time back there.
You guys mess around, but nobody's coming over here to get my beer.
Yeah, because literally there's just the sink, so there's only the bar backs over there. So if you just make eye contact with the bar back, they kind of freak out and just duck. I don't know what to do. Bye.
Yeah, I'm just a bar back.
Can I wipe something down for you?
That's what happened to me at Club Fred. There'd be the bar back, and I'm just like looking. He's just staring. I'm like, come on, dude.
Do help something.
Me. And he's just like, keeps working. I'm like, I'm just going to keep staring at you. Make it uncomfortable for both of us. But I can't get you a beer, sir. Yeah, well, we're right there.
Nudge the bartender for me.
What else, Nick?
We have an update.
Update.
Tap room update?
Sure, we have one of those too.
Oh, okay.
But first, this tangerine wax indicates High West Rye whiskey barrels.
The best.
Oh, so we had a High West Rye whiskey barrel 50-50 Eclipse from 2013.
Sorry, High West bourbon, not rye.
Bourbon.
Isn't High West technically buyout?
Oh, no, it is.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit.
Buyout barrels. I don't care.
What were they bought out in 2013, though?
I don't know.
I'm going to say no. Pre-buyout
whiskey barrels beer.
I think, I could be wrong, but I think Lagunitas is contracted with High West now to take all of their old barrels.
Of course they are. Because buyout sticks with buyout, man.
Buyout sticks with buyout.
So don't they do High Westified? Isn't that their beer?
They did, but they changed.
Oh.
Did they change to High West or from High West?
I thought they like locked in a contract with High West, so if you got them, they'd be like, like extremely high priced or third hand or something. I don't know.
What else, Nick?
So the taproom update is...
Yeah. Zach's wall, Brewing update.
Wall finishes are going up on the inside.
Ooh.
And the original facade is being removed for the new windows in the front. The new storefront system, as they say.
Is there going to be a roll-up?
No, they decided against.
Big windows? Because that one, I saw that they took out that one side and it looked like it was like roll-up size, roll-up door size.
It is, and it can be retrofitted one day if they ever decide to put roll-ups in. Right now they're just using stationary glass.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because of, it's a western-faced.
Right, the sun's front. Just going to like.
Yeah, so the afternoon would just get cooked. You wouldn't have those doors open.
Right.
So, problems.
Problems.
Fresno problems.
It's not that bad, really. Like 6:30.
You don't have a western sided thing. You don't know.
Yeah, we used to cook when Rogers roll up door faced the west in the afternoon.
Oh yeah. Oh jeez. Oh jeez.
My whole building is northwest facing.
Yeah, but that was years ago. You're not over there. Yeah, you've forgotten all about that.
No, the baseball stadium does a real good job of taking over about 7:10-ish. Because true sundown is about 8 o'clock. But that 7:10 area that just ducks right behind the baseball stadium, so everything gets real shaded. But it's that like 6 to 7 o'clock where it's just at that 45-degree angle where it just will like chisel your eyeballs
nice.
Wherever you're standing.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
What is that? Burning. Oh, that's my eyes.
Oh, my eyes. Oh, the years off my life. Bucks. Oh.
You know, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that I'm enjoying this beer a little bit more than that Firestone one.
Well, you're welcome.
Hmm. Okay. I don't know.
It's all
Mikey
lost.
Mikey is patiently waiting for that haze to hit his tongue.
We haven't had anything hazy yet.
He's patiently waiting.
We're 20 minutes in now, guys.
Bring out the next stop.
He's been polishing his bowl for like 5
minutes.
What
is this? 2003. Where's my hazy? Was that all the stuff, Nick?
That's all I know about it. I think Bearded Brew was actually down there. You might have more information.
Are you inside Zach's Brewing?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could say things. I don't know if I'm giving away anything.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, just like you mentioned, the partition wall between the brewery and the tap room, that's up. They put all the drywall up. I gave some feedback on taps and heights of things like that. And, you know, we kind of...
Free consultation.
Because, you know, one thing you don't think about is when you can put the taps at whatever height you want, you go, well, what's best? And you realize there's a point where for a 6 foot tall person, that's in the face of anybody that's not 6 foot tall. So when a keg pops, it's comical in some ways, but
it's called sploosh.
But it,
I just got splooshed.
Last thing you want to be is showered on. As you're like talking to customers, and
that's
it's just
what
like,
she said.
So we were going over with, add a couple different keg boxes and stuff. And I was just like, hey, here's my input on taps. You guys can do with it whatever you want. So we talked about that. And I walked around. All the different rooms are framed out. They have some electrical going. They have the new.
Ooh, I think the lights are working, aren't they?
Yeah, they have half the lights going.
Oh, Zach's Brewing. Our lights are working.
But, you know, just so they could see in the rooms, because now if the rooms are sheetrocked,
yes,
they don't have windows. So,
oh.
But yeah, I heard fart fans going. I saw some lights on. They had all their switches are modern and LED, so everything's going Cat 5, which I think is really cool. That, you know, it's very different.
Yeah. No more hardwired copper.
Mm-mm. No, yeah, everything's all Cat 5, and there's just hubs that feed LED lights. It's really cool. They have a huge freaking gas main going through the building, which means they're going to have heaters for the wintertime. People will not be cold. I saw that going up.
Mm-hmm.
And like the brothers said, they tore out the walls and put in a header, and they're getting the opening all framed out for storefront.
Cool. It's progressing.
It's super.
But yeah, I imagine he's not too far off from at least, because the production side didn't need much retrofitting. So I imagine there's a point where somebody will sign off on it,
mm-hmm.
and he can get brewing at least, even if they're still working on the front portion.
That's safe what to I occupy. Hear.
Yeah.
Get brewing.
Brewed it.
That way he could have at least he'll have a chance to have enough beer for a grand opening.
Or many small grand openings.
we have a 2 hour grand opening today.
Two beers. That's it.
Tomorrow it's gonna be 30 minutes.
Yes.
Ooh, Line Fest. Line Fest. What else, Matt? What else going on? Culture.
California lawmakers are considering two new pieces of legislation, one that would expand retail sales privileges for the state's brew pubs, and another bill backed by Anheuser-Busch InBev that would allow beer manufacturers to give away glassware to bars and restaurants. So Senate Bill 1283, which you can look it up for full details, would allow brew pubs with Type 75 licenses, retail restaurant licenses with brewing privileges between 100 and 5,000 barrels annually to sell their products for off-premise consumption. This bill would also give brewpub operators the chance to donate product to nonprofits for beer festivals and other community events. The measure would also tighten requirements for obtaining the license, however. So I think there's like four or five different licenses you can choose as far as a brewery. It starts as number one, which is what we have, which is pretty lenient. But they have some where you could have a full bar. There's some where you can do off sales and, you know, have beer, wine, And I guess there's this Type 75, which I don't know all the details about that, but apparently you were able to make beer, but you would not be able to sell it to go. So that's it could be better for some people in some choices, because if you don't know much about the ABC, a lot of their laws are really old, like 80 years old, 70 years old. And
prohibition directly post prohibition laws.
So
are still around.
As issues have come up, they'll take things of legislation, they'll get them passed, but that only affects that one license or that one entity, whether it's spirits, beer, or wine. So this could be a lot better for some breweries that maybe had a Type 23 and now they're considering something else, you know, something they could maybe obtain something different or look at something new. That's a little bit better for them overall, but it's not going to be perfect. It's never perfect.
Yeah. I heard AB InBev's backing, so can't trust them.
No, this sounds one, like but that one's different.
Okay.
That's purely for brew pubs. This other one is not that bad because,
because the first one sounded like AB InBev was like making it easier for them to pay to play. Like, we'll give you a shit ton of this stuff.
It is and it isn't. Assembly Bill 2573, on-premise retailers would be allowed to accept up to 10 cases of free glassware per year from beer manufacturers. The bill caps the amount of glassware a bar or restaurant could accept at 5 cases per brewery and prohibits retailers from conditioning the purchase of a beer manufacturer's product or products on the giving of retail advertising glassware.
Pay to play.
AKA pay to play.
But, I get it. AB InBev has a lot of breweries, so they could essentially flood a restaurant with different types of glassware, but mm-hmm. it does benefit everybody. So even the mom and pops, the ones that want to give away glassware that normally were never allowed.
Yes.
That usually had to do buy one, get one. Now they have the opportunity. So it's up to the establishment to choose who they accept glassware from. But if you're the hop grenade, you're probably not going to be like, oh, AB, you know, we want free glassware forever. And they just call up AB InBev. That's not the thing. But now they can be like, okay, any of the craft breweries that we carry, you know, now they can get up to 10 cases.
Yeah. But what's the ratio of mom and pop brewing going, hey, we can give you a case and a half of glassware. Mm-hmm. And AB InBev comes in and goes, we can give you 10 cases. That's our limit, but we could give you all 10 cases. Which option are you going to pick? You know, how, and so the case and a half of mom and pop glassware is going to get totally lost in the other 10 cases you've gotten from AB InBev. So it's still a win for them.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're a restaurant owner and you're choosing to serve Elysian,
mm-hmm.
and that's who wants to give you 10 cases yeah. of glassware.
No, that's fine.
That's
if that's your choice. But I'm saying the budget for glassware, a small company is going to have a much smaller budget to give away
yeah.
glassware than AB InBev is.
Yeah, but if somebody, that's my point, is if somebody chooses to go with a brewery that is small,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, they accept can now less glassware, that's their own.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, if they're already serving Elysian, and they want to accept 10 cases of it, that's their own thing.
Right. Well, yeah. They don't care anyway. If they're serving Elysian, they're probably like,
yeah. So yeah, let them take all the glassware that they want.
See you later, mom and pop beer.
Elysian's bad, by the way. AB InBev. Don't do it.
We'll give you 9 cases. We'll give you 10 if you put on our beer.
They can't be persuaded to buy product.
Oh man, you don't think it happens?
It says it in the law.
Yeah, and people never run red lights.
It's in the law, sir. Sir, are you about to offer me an extra case?
Well, if you put this beer on, one might fall off the truck.
Like I said, whoever already participates in that behavior, this is not going to make them better or worse. The people that choose to be selective with what they bring in, it'll benefit them. They don't have to worry about those other breweries.
No, you're probably right. I just can't believe it. This is going to benefit anybody but their own agenda.
If they want it to happen, it's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not for little guys.
Yeah. Sadly. It sounds cool. Shad they're making it, they're using all the right words.
Sad bees.
This other one.
Yeah.
This other topic, I don't quite understand, but. So Modern Times came up in the news. The first part of it, I don't understand. The second part of it, I think, is just slow news day. Modern Times, director, brewing operations changes, company lays off taproom employees. So this is that's the headline. It says, after a year as director of brewing operations at San Diego's Modern Times Beer Company, Rick Blankenmeyer, has left for a position as the quality assurance manager at the Belching Beaver Brewery in Vista, California, stating that he wanted to be closer to home and
jerk.
Better brunch options.
Looking forward to, new opportunities and, I didn't know Belching Beaver was at the time where they could hire somebody like the caliber of Modern Times, in my opinion. I know Belching Beaver has been around a little bit longer, but I feel like Modern Times has grown really quickly.
No, I don't know of anybody that's grown as quickly as Modern Times.
Yeah.
Belching Beaver's had a big push, especially here in the Valley this year.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of their beers have surprised me this year alone.
You guys are fans of the Deftones beer still, correct?
Yeah. I haven't had the last one, though, so I can't speak to that one.
But you must. Do it now.
I must.
So his position will be supplemented by the Modern Times head brewer, Tim. God, why do people have such terrible names?
Yeah.
Stop having terrible names, Kemmels? People.
Can't you have a normal name like Napolitano?
K-M-O-L-Z. Yeah. Kemmels. Whoever. Who has been with the brewery company for 4 years. So they'll just they're just like, oops, sorry, you're gone.
Sorry. Not sorry.
The craft brewery, which recently opened outpost in Los Angeles and Portland, has also made several staff cuts. Ooh, the way they word this in the locations. Modern Times spokesperson confirmed, adding that the layoffs were deeply regrettable, but not in any way a reflection of the overall health of our business or any other current or future tasting rooms, breweries, or restaurants. In the email to Brewbound, the spokesperson cited inexperience in running a restaurant and overstaffing in order to meet initial traffic as reasons for the layoffs. So they're talking about two people in Portland and 16 in Los Angeles.
Portland.
So fun fact, the Modern Times beer that I picked up from a secret location, it actually says brewed and canned in Portland, Oregon.
Say what?
By Modern Times.
They have a brew pub in Portland?
Yep.
Yeah.
Brewed in Portland. So it's an import.
Yeah.
In Portland.
So they just basically said that combined with lower than expected employee turnover, this has led us to adjusting both our staffing and hours in order to reflect a more realistic picture.
Oh, Mikey's doing research.
What we can do going forward is making sure we learn from these situations and use them from inform the staffing decisions to make we make in the future. So, I mean, I feel like that's just a very slow news day. Yes, you open a new place, it floods with people. Then it slows down a little bit to its normal cardiac rhythm. And
so Fresno.
And then usually you can weed out a few people that tested well but didn't play well. And I guess that wasn't the case for them. They had to make some regrettable decisions. So that's my news.
That's the news.
The news. Huey, is that the Huey Lewis in the news?
Serious stuff. both listener related. The Garage Boys, last week we had this Modern Times that was a collab with Great Notion.
Okay.
The Fortunate Son.
Uh-huh.
And I put an Instagram story about it. I thought it was really good. Okay. Nick didn't. He was like, whoa. And then Matt didn't offer his opinion on air. And it was the one where we had out of the bowl, IPA bowl.
Ah, yes.
Matt refused to drink out of our IPA bowls.
Was it the bowl or was it the beer?
I really remember liking it. So I put it up on our Instagram stories, and Great Notion replied back to it. Was like, old, dude. Old. Oh, man. I was like, what? What are you talking about, old? Garage Boys gave us this.
This they
couldn't
be
give us an old beer. From December 4th.
Yep.
Wow. See? My excellent, experienced palate knew that wow, right away.
Ant had that on him, and he was hesitant. He's like, just no, going into this, it was old. It was really solid. I get it. It's old, but...
Yeah, I liked it.
It was like, free beer? Okay.
Free beer? I got it. So, that's, cool, that's that. Yeah, cool can art. I still thought it was great.
Great Notion's like, whoa, bro.
Yeah, Great Notion. That's if you want a brewery, like there's so many times I'll add a brewery, we're drinking something, no response, nobody gives a shit. I drink an old one from a brewery, then they're like, hey.
Pump the brakes there, cowboy.
So you have to be negative if you're going to get brewery's attention on social media.
If you enjoy it, silence.
Nope, yeah, they're like crickets, like you're hearing now. But
if there's something wrong,
they'll be like, I'm going to comment on this now.
Contact our HR department immediately.
Yeah. There's also some controversy, still controversy about the first voicemail emailer.
Yes.
And now there's a movement that saying that Cody from
Portland Timbros, right?
Yeah. That he was the first one. It feels like right,
because he had a home field advantage being a podcaster, right?
Yeah, that's what was different about like but maybe
he was always the guy that would call us like he was hiking off the side walking. Of a highway.
He's doing some dumb Portland thing like walking. Yes.
You heard like twigs like crackling in the back,
snapping
the
under his
yeah.
The so I'm having this beer and I'm foraging,
so snapping under the weight of his Birkenstocks.
Yeah, he had like this. He had like a utility belt, and it had a ooh, mic boom coming off of it.
Data. So
then he had like a tray Dr. with his Jones. Little with his little MacBook.
No time for love.
So he was like studio recording, but he was still hiking at the same time.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of picturing the marching like- band, the harness.
Yes.
That the mm-hmm. the drum line had.
And the cadence, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he stopped listening because I was he doesn't like my voices, so me doing the voices. I think I might have I finally shoot him off with my voices.
My way to go, Michael! Work.
But this is your normal voice that you use every day.
Stop doing the voice. But I'm not doing a voice. Just stop. So the controversy continues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
May never be solved.
We may never know.
We may never know. You can email us things.
We do have Captain Fwifo listening. Maybe he'll pick up on the audio quality difference in the first email voicemail.
Yeah. Maybe we could actually go back. Oh, God dang.
I heard
it's got to be. Go back and research.
We need an intern.
I heard there might be an email of silliness.
Well, that's
email
right.
Of silliness.
Kelly, our friend Kelly, who's craft Kelly down there repping the Los Angeles area with the beer. She says, hey, dudes, I'm super excited about your plans for 805 day.
Nice.
PerfectPourPod.com/805. You want to do that? It's on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
Word.
If you don't have any, fear not. I've got you covered to celebrate the super spectacular and classy day. What's more classy than a beer pairing? Okay, 8:05 a.m.
Okay.
For breakfast, make yourself a shitload of pancakes.
What?
Grab an 8-to-5 tall boy and drench the shit out of it, leaving the pancakes super moist, mushy, delicious, and easy digestible. Moist. Easily digestible. Now maybe you need to pick me up because pancakes are stupid heavy. Make some 8-to-5 coffee. Just pour another 8-to-5 tall boy instead of water into your coffee maker and the results will wow you. With surprising notes of cardboard.
Isn't there like a news story about somebody that died like brewing coffee with vodka or something?
I don't know, but maybe.
Add vodka. Step one, add vodka. Step two, die. What is that sound? That's a unique sound.
That's the fridge mic's back.
Fridge mic.
I accidentally had the fridge mic on earlier, so it was getting extra extra swamp cooler noise.
Oh, wait, you talking to me?
No, we're just trying to hear what beer you're getting.
Will you fridge me tonight?
What if I cross cans? Is that bad?
Never cross the cans.
Never cross the cans.
Nope.
Wow, he's really going through it.
I think he's climbing in the fridge he's to cool there, off. He's in there, yeah.
You can open that freezer door above your head if you really want to cool off. Yep, there.
Can I have
a freezer.
This meat lasagna?
No, that's my meat lasagna.
The Hot Pockets are up for grabs, but don't touch the meat lasagna.
Hot Pockets.
What's that freezer? It sounds so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I was there.
Are you cooling off
as you hear this sound? He's not going to come back, so we're just gonna keep
he's
going
to
keep going.
He's tucked in.
Yep.
He climbed in and then repacked the fridge. He like pulled all the bottles back on the shelf around him.
Wow, he's bringing it out. Oh, I see a crowler. I see a box beer.
Ooh, that box is hurt.
it went through a nice chest.
Let's finish Kelly's 8:05 reco day.
Now we're at
8:05 p.m.
All right. I like it.
Now, some people are old as fuck, like me. Look, Kelly. Jesus. I hate millennials that say, I'm old.
Don't look at the name.
Okay.
And eat dinner super early. And others eat super late.
Like 9:30.
So never fear, I've got you covered for dinner and dessert. So you had a super heavy breakfast, that's okay, life is all about balance. Choose something lighter for dinner, like a kale salad. Then pour one 8-to-5 tall boy over the entire salad. You'll have refreshing lemon notes, and it will really bring out the bitterness from the kale. Yum.
Yikes.
For dessert, you need to prepare ahead of time. Grab an 8-to-5 tall boy, then put it in the freezer. And until it's frozen, get a hazard mask on, then take a saw and cut it down the middle of the can.
Wow.
Grab a spoon and enjoy.
Okay.
I hope you find these ideas very useful. Have fun. Don't die on 8-to-5 day. And happy birthday, Nick.
Aww.
Bye.
Bye.
I think this may not be the beer style you want.
Great.
But I think you'll understand why it's important that you open this can.
Oh no. A little plush. Oh, I can't look at the name. I'm air drumming. Can you see? I like it.
I love gold.
I don't remember that being the song.
It's in there.
Can Crowler you see?
Oh.
Like where do you want to run?
Oh.
I want to run to your wicked gal down. Muscle plan to found you.
From
I'm alive.
Kushnak
so alive.
Brewing Company in
I hope the darkness
Maine of the United States.
Brother loves him some Stone Temple Pilots.
Wicked Garden.
That's so close to
Saison.
So close.
Donated to the show by Colton.
I was going to touch his shoulders.
Ooh, it's got a Saison-y. It's got that Saison-y
yep.
aroma.
Oh, there's the banana. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Thanks
banana.
I want to wander your banana garden.
That's a banana to find you.
That's a nice banana bush you got there. Sir, bananas grow on trees. No.
No. You know what you're talking about.
Oh. Stone Temple beer puns. Come on.
Oh, good one. Are we going to do this live or you want me to prepare for next episode?
Yeah, whatever strikes.
All right. How much time we got?
All the time in the world.
STP.
Come on, do it.
Some of these are just already beer titles. No Memory, Naked Sunday.
Imperial Stout.
Wet My Bed.
Triple IPA.
Only Dying.
Wet My Bed.
The Big Empty Crowler.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sour Blonde. Ooh. Sour Girl. Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Hop.
Ooh, yep. I'll take that.
Let's see. Lady Picture Saison.
Show.
What can we do for...
Saisoning. I'm saisoning.
Heaven and Hop Rods.
Give me one more.
One more?
Knock me over.
Knock you over.
One more. STP beer name.
Let's see. Where could we go? Where could we go? Sesh type thing.
Nice. Ooh. Nice.
Why is that not a beer?
Why is that not a beer?
Oh, somebody's going to take that one. Somebody's going to take that one, and we'll know they're a perfect pour listener when they do. Will you call me
tonight? Leave me a voice. Alternate version.
Heed the advice of the
It was called for.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
Woo. More of those. 559-492-0542 is a voicemail line of the Dorktown Network, where you can leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. There's also, you can record something on your phone and email it to us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. Oh, I like it when people give us, like Fontana Jim did the other day, give us beer questions that they think maybe we could solve. And ignore that there's Google in their hand and ask us instead.
Ignore.
I enjoy those, so I keep those kind of things up. And any cool things you think the show needs, we'll take them. We'll listen to them all, just like we do this one. It's coming right here. The first one.
Hey, guys. This is Sky91 checking in. And,
nice.
I'm doing a little whale drinking.
Good while job. I'm
sitting here front of my Hartford Whalers banner at my desk.
Hockey team.
What? Okay, that was a little bit of a bad joke, but I got a Treehouse Very Green double IPA right now that I picked up a little bit ago from my Treehouse visit. And it's still... hazy and hoppy awesomeness. But I just want to give you guys a quick little rundown of a couple new breweries I hit on my trip up to Massachusetts. I got to visit four in a day. Brew Practitioners, Building 8, New City, and Abandoned Building Brewing for a new total of 156. My favorite from the trip was Building 8, which brews only IPAs, and they actually aren't hazy. They're pretty clear. I mean, clearer than this Treehouse beer for sure. But so that's my reco out of Massachusetts there from that trip. Brew Practitioners is pretty cool too. Nice location, and also got to go up to New Hampshire this past weekend and see the NASCAR race up there. The great thing about going to a NASCAR race, at least in New Hampshire, is you don't have to worry about drinking an overpriced situational sports beer there. Because
sports beer.
You like get that. To bring your own beer into the race, which is pretty awesome.
Nice.
And I even got to find a great local IPA called Full Clip from Stoneface Brewing on my way up to drink on top of what I already brought. So that was an awesome time. Great tailgating up there in New Hampshire. And finally, after the rain settled, we got to see a great race. But the main reason I'm calling, guys, I heard your conversation last week about beer label design and Volkswagen. It got me to remember I haven't sent you guys the labels I did for Backshore Brewing that features a Volkswagen-like bus on it.
Yes.
So I attached two pictures in my email, and I'll tweet them out so everybody can check them out at on my Twitter, at thescotty91. They're fruity saisons from what I can imagine. I haven't got to try them at all, but I mean, they're not probably my style, but still really cool to have another design, to be able to have done another beer label design for another brewery. So hope you guys like them. I'm going to have to put another quarter into the internet for it to continue. So I'll wrap it up. And until next time, guys, keep up the good work.
Check it out, the Scotty91. I got him. See, he's got a bus up there. He's using that bus.
A bus.
He was able to fit they're able to fit the independent logo, no problems.
Wow.
Is Tioga having all kinds of problems getting that indie upside down bottle on your labels and everything?
No, it's there.
Remember when it came in, everyone's like, look, the breweries aren't going to be able to put that on their cans. Somehow they did. Well, you know.
Yes. Not only is it a bus-ish, but it has a surfboard on top.
Yeah.
Hello in there, the summer, bro. Pour.
Hello.
This is Arco.
What's up, Mike? It's
been a while.
Yeah. What's up with
I'm
that?
Here with a couple of boys, one of which you know quite well.
Who?
Do I?
What's up, guys? It's Single Cam.
Oh, boy.
Drug him out of the house. Usually he's kind of a bitch and doesn't come out. So, and we've got a new guy. He's not really a listener, but he's heard all of our shit that we talk
he's
about.
He's sick of hearing about it.
I guess you can call me Chucky D.
Chucky D.
That's Chucky D.
Okay. Let it be so.
So we're sitting here. We're kind of having a get it.
It's a get it.
We've been perusing official. Our way across beers. And well, our question for you guys tonight is, it came from this guy. I fucking hate pineapple.
Whoa.
Pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Yes.
I will stick to that
what?
All day long.
That shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mikey, are you there?
I'm there.
But so we had this pineapple mango IPA. I drank it.
Yeah.
And it's fucking phenomenal.
Yep.
I was quite surprised.
Yep, I had the same reaction.
And it's from the Brewing Project. What the hell is it? There's really no stats on it, otherwise I'd give that to you.
Boo.
But I was impressed. I thought I was going to hate it. But, in fact, it was a great beer. So the question for you guys tonight is, have you guys ever had a beer that your mind told you you should not like this and don't even try it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, oh, fuck it. I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. And you were pleasantly surprised. So, yeah, that's my brain teaser for the evening. That's all I got because, well, we're not quite to Garage Boy status, but we're getting there.
Nice.
Oh, come on.
But all I got to say is,
you're selling yourself short.
Keep up the great work. Guys! Cheers!
Cheers!
Bye!
Did they just combine bye and guys?
Guys!
They blended.
Well done. Thank God we are finally having something hazy. Nick's birthday, over. Done. We're moving on, Nick.
I get two beers and that's
yep.
it.
You had a whole 50 minutes.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
Enough.
We have not been here that
long. Now we're getting real beer.
This is pretty good.
Yuck. Tastes like armpit.
Okay.
Back to my stout.
I'm waiting for you to say something offensive about it.
This is called Hedge Witch from Modern Times Brewing.
Challenge accepted.
The Garage Boys.
Hayeswitch.
Speaking of the Garage Boys.
More old beer.
This is all we know about it. Yeah, let's
just
see the
kidding.
Date. Oh, this is a new one. 6/08.
Woo!
From 2018.
That is fresh.
Freshy. I mean, for us, 2 months is fresh enough.
Yeah. What are we? Jerks over here?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Ooh, you got those top-notch stouts.
Got this Eclipse I'm working on.
You got that banana saison.
Oh, yeah, yeah, thanks.
You love that banana.
Love it.
Nick doesn't like banana.
Yes. So what they said about pineapple, I say about banana.
Pineapple sucks on pizza.
Fuck
we all
you,
know it.
Banana.
We all know it. Some people just don't want to admit it.
What's going on, Report? It is Sunday in...
Wait a minute.
Denver.
They got some panning going on here.
That happened last week. God dang it. Let's see if I can fix this at all.
So is Arvada.
Yeah, so we have a lot of really dumb names here in Colorado. Of our towns, like we have Thornton, which is where we live. Cherry Creek and Beach Ridge.
Broomfield.
Yeah, but Arvada is one of our more normal names. You guys make fun of it.
No.
That's not normal.
Someone who used to work in Coors, who no longer works at Coors and opens up their own brewery, like Troy Casey, opened up Casey Brewing Blending up in Glenwood, Colorado.
Damn,
so
this
he
thing's messed up.
He used to work for AC Golden, which is an offshoot of Coors, and to Glenwood. He does wild ales and sours.
Yeah, tons
and
of wild ales.
He was recommended to us from...
It's a Recco.
Yeah, and it's awesome. So we're going to be up there on Labor Day weekend. We're going to do a tour of his facility. So make sure to check us out on Untapped.
Yep, do that. That'd be awesome.
And next weekend,
we're going to Arizona.
Arizona.
Going to Scottsdale and Phoenix and all that jazz.
So I don't know if there's any Arizona reps or anyone that's going to be in the Arizona area. We would love to have a gig if anyone's around.
Yep, we're gonna do we're gonna see Arizona Wilderness, McFate, underrated brewing company.
McFate, I haven't heard of that.
We love McFate. Yeah, they make excellent beer, awesome patio. It's gonna be 105 degrees.
We'll be in the pool. And last weekend we went to Grateful Gnome, which was a sandwich shop. That's also a brewery.
Nice.
I hope you went up to the tapper and it's like basic.
Basic.
These badass three guys from the Avery Brewing Company started their own brewing company called Call Arms, and it's sweet, like super legit. Went through their three year anniversary party, had a great time.
Our friend Gabe used to work at Call Arms.
So that's our new brewing company for the week.
Keep up the good work, guys.
And stuff. He's adding words in. Is that allowed?
So I got to ask them, whatever they started doing last week, whatever, something different, because the audio is all weird. It's like coming in on two different channels, and it's all funky. So
they got some Led Zeppelin.
They need to work. They need to work on their recording equipment over there. I can't figure out. Well, yeah, they're like getting a little too Led Zeppelin-y.
Hi.
Yeah, it is.
Oh!
What are the perfect poetry you can hear?
Hold on, pause, please.
And guess what I'm doing?
AZ Beer Gut is your Arizona rep for all the get-its.
AZ Beer Gut.
AZ Beer Gut.
And he'll be around.
Yes.
Ren House. Go to Ren House.
Ooh, Ren House. And, what's the other one? Arizona Wilderness?
Yeah. They mentioned they're going to do that.
Oh, they mentioned that. I knew that.
There was the one that was out way out in the east side.
East side room.
I remember right now. Nope. Wasn't it.
Okay. Carry on. Sorry. Sorry, Chewy Beer.
I'm burning, eh? What are it's freaking hot, homes. Like 102 out here in the San Fernando Valley, eh?
Well, that's a nice
day. The only way you can cool off is by drinking cold IPAs, orale. Orale, talking about IPAs, eh? My last untapped check-in was Citroholic, and I consider Citroholic to be like one of my top three IPAs out of my 10 favorites. So my question to you guys is, I'm not going to ask you for your top 10s, but can you give me your top five IPAs, Holmes?
Wow.
Like, across the board, I said, like, you can go from Pliny to whatever you if you haven't had it in a long time, but you still consider it like a top five, let me know. Nick, Matt, Mikey, give me your top five IPAs. Also, the winner of my fill-in-the-blank contest, Holmes, is the one and only the Hopaholics, some shit like that.
Nice.
The Hopaholics. He's the winner of the Van Ice Lager. Congratulations, homie. That's being sent out to you as we speak. I'm here in my car in front of my local shipping dispensary. Not dispensary, homie. Anyways, you'll get it soon, Holmes. What else, Holmes? Chew Your Beer will be in San Diego this weekend on Saturday, but he'll be with his family, so... everyone else, I apologize. All the meet and greets that were going to happen and autographs and Chew Your Beer booth, kissing booth, that will be postponed for a further date. Chew Your Beer will be with all his Chewy family. I have a cousin from Maui. She's visiting in San Diego, her aunt, so it's a great opportunity for me to take my parents out to San Diego and hang out with my uncle from Hawaii and chillax and drink. And it gives me an opportunity to go have some beers in San Diego. So, Mikey, Chew Your Beer is going to destroy Bagby.
Yeah.
Or maybe Viewpoint. One of those two.
No, Bagby, dude. You can eat just, and have all kinds of different beers. Holmes
and a couple cousins. From the little island of Maui, brah. So they even speak like a pigeon. They even
Holy.
Speak pigeon talk, Holmes. And I'm you're like, Holly, don't forget about your Latin heritage. Hey,
you're a Holly, bro. Right,
Orale. So that's about it, Holly, Holmes. Bro. I'm still waiting for my epic meetup, my epic get it. Other than that, Holmes, love you guys. Love everybody. That's it. Chew Your Beer is here. Chew Your Beer didn't call in, but Chew Your Beer doesn't even have to call in, Holmes. Even if I don't call in, my name still gets mentioned, Holmes. That's when you know you're a legend, eh?
I'm just kidding, Holmes.
Chew Your Beer.
It's Chew Your Beer and I'm out, eh? Peace out.
Peace out, Chew.
Eggs and waffles.
They did the contest on the untaps.
Man.
You gotta follow him. Chew Your Beer.
Yep.
Gotta watch his antics. If you're in his inner circle, you'll get tagged every time he checks into something interesting. Just like the Nick 80.
Charlie Holmes.
The Chew Your Beer. He's going to be in San Diego, but he's going to be in family mode, eh? I'm not going to be able to give a get it. It's just going to be chillax.
So my top five would be...
Oh, we're doing this.
Panic.
We're going to actually do it. I can't do it.
Track 7, Panic.
Okay.
Kern River, Just Outstanding.
Okay.
Fulton Street, Tioga, Sequoia.
Okay.
Lancelot from House of Pendragon.
Lampelot.
Nelson, if they ever made it.
Nelson.
Ooh.
From Alpine. And then Screw Your Contest, the Mosaic Light Lager from the Berkeley Place. Fieldwork. Fuck yeah, it does count.
Ooh, there's a new beer name. Fuck yeah, it counts.
Fuck yeah, it counts.
Fuck yeah, it counts.
Counts AF.
So, market zero.
There's my five. Plus one. Jeez.
Plus one.
Sherman. Insert two. Number four, a San Diego IPA. Number three, a San Diego IPA. Number two, Blind Pig. Number one, Pliny.
Wait, Blind Pig's pale.
Is it?
It's a single IPA.
There are no rules.
This isn't NOM, Nick. There are rules.
Oh. horseshoes and hand grenades.
Why is that? That's such a question. I can't handle that question like right out. Like,
yeah,
blow it at me. I take it too serious.
I'm pretty sure there's at least 5 mediocre breweries that have that name for that beer.
Great. Where are they? Why don't I see them on the shelves? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle?
I go to plenty of mediocre places. You should see.
How do you afford that new rock and roll t-shirt? The one that proves that you were there first.
Crazy Mountain Brewing Company.
Okay.
Dominion City Brewing Company.
Okay.
Calusa Brewing.
Sure.
Yeah, we all know Calusa. Yeah.
La Cabra Brewing.
A la Carhaba. Is that a
word?
A la Carhaba.
Hank Hudson Brewing Company.
Hank Hill.
Ooh. Stone Arch Brewing that Company.
Sounds like a good brewery to me.
Do you want to keep going?
Yes, please.
Karen, Oak and Dagger?
Let's get through these.
Oak and Dagger, is that a Hall & Oates reference? Hops and Oats?
Hops and Oats.
That's
a hazy IPA.
Yeah.
Rain Hard Brewing?
Yeah, they do.
Brewer's Alley? There you go.
That's it?
Oh. Is that going to be your alley? Is that your alley behind your brewery?
No.
Brewer's Alley.
Nope.
Brew Alley. Yeah. Alley. Offshoot of Tioga Sequoia.
Too many things happen in that alley that are not brewing related.
So
we're going to kick out Pep Boys and make a brewery in there?
When Zach's opens, Hot PK, Tioga, and Zach's can all do alley brewing. They can have an alley brew.
Yeah, come on.
No, eventually we're going to be so big that we'll need to manage our own fleet. So that's what the Pep Boy store would come in. That would be all the main that's offices.
Your maintenance yard. Maintenance,
yeah.
There you go. Nice.
Yep.
Use the wild downtown yeast.
That could be an HQ.
Wild
Guys, alley. Guys, can you hear me? Not driving. I'm drinking.
He's paddle boating.
And I'm making a lemon. And I'm cooking.
Hear that
I'm making lemon chicken with barley.
Wow.
It's like beer for dinner. Isn't that fun? And that noise you hear in the background, that's not that. When I did this, when I left my last week's message, that wasn't the boil kettle. That's my koi pond. I got a fountain and it splashes and stuff. So that's what you're hearing.
Soothing.
It's a koi pond. Well, anyway. I wanted to say a few things. Okay. One is, you guys are super. Another thing is,
thanks.
Happy birthday, Nick.
No, don't say that.
You know, Nick.
No.
If I was there with you tonight,
oh boy,
I'd blow out your candle for
you.
But I'm not, so I'm just going to say happy birthday. So happy birthday,
Wowzers.
Nick.
In my trousers.
And I spent a little bit of time with Steve and Zach today.
Who?
Mm-hmm. And I got to look at the progress at the brewery. And
oh, he's going to give us tap room.
We already covered it. Don't say anything.
You guessed it. Spoiler alert. I just went wowzers in my trousers. I am pumped. I'm excited about how things are turning out. It is going to be so, so great. It's just unbelievable. I mean, oh my gosh. Yeah, let me tell you. So, yeah, a lot of progress going on down there. Hopefully it'll be open soon, but still a lot of work to do down there. I wish I could spend more time with them.
But you know, I have to work in an office all day.
But anyway, he knows I'm always there for him if he needs me for anything. I will be there. Yamo be there, like that song goes.
Yamo be
there. You know. Well, anyway, other than that, keep up the great work. I'm drinking.
He's falling.
Oh, yeah. What am I drinking? Revision.
Yes.
No, it wasn't Revision. Sorry. That's what I drank earlier. Moonraker Dojo. One of my faves from the Moonrakes. Dojo. It's really good. Anyway, keep up the great work. I'm drinking.
Keep up the great work. I'm drinking.
Thank you.
He didn't say guys. Not once.
Guys.
There. Matt filled it in for us.
Thanks.
Matt's got our back.
That was Scotty B. That's so nice of him to call us and let us know what's happening out there in the world.
He clarified the koi pond.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because I did. I totally thought that was him brewing. And I was like, oh, that's a great way to call in. while you're brewing in the boil kettle. Tadazza koi pon. Whatever.
Unless he's brewing koi.
Keep your cats out of there. Brewing koi. Your koi brew.
Koi brew.
We only have one traditional voicemail.
Impossible.
Can you believe that? You believe that?
Now I'm disappointed.
You believe that crap? I know. Some bum. What a bummer.
Hey, guys.
Oh, thank goodness. What a bummer.
How's it
going? From Fairfax.
So, as we all know, we've got 805 day coming up. And I just, full disclosure, I have still never had an 805. So this is going to be my first 805 experience at 805 in the morning. I just wanted to offer my advice for those of you who really want to jump in and do the 805 a.m. I'm an early riser, so I'm usually up and I've already had my coffee and probably a little breakfast by then. So that, you know, having a beer after you've had breakfast and coffee is, especially a weak beer like 805, no big deal. Right. But, you know, if you got to just get up and have just guzzle an 805 on an empty stomach, that's not that big of a deal either. No. It's only probably what?
You can just
almost 5%. Might start your day off right. Anyway, but I would recommend, you know, a little breakfast and coffee first. It's going to be a wise first move. Anyway, I hope to be, it's fun to know that we're all going to be drinking 805s at the same time. So looking forward to that. I'll be with you all in spirit.
Sunday. You can do it in the morning.
So, happy 805 day.
805.
Cheers. Keep up the good work.
805. Cheers. Are we going to have an 805 song?
And you'd think Paul would have given us an 805 song.
805.
You know,
making us 805
work, guys.
When he says he's never had one and he'll be there with us in spirit, it makes it seem like he's pulling one over on everybody. And he's
going to continue to never have one.
He's just not going to have one. He's going to be like, pranked you.
Pranked you. that was the best one yet.
And left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
So here's the real thing about 805 day.
All right.
You could totally open one 12-ounce bottle of 805, drink a little bit in the morning, put it back in the fridge, go back at 805 at night, and drink the rest up. And you could do the bare minimum.
Yeah.
You can do it.
There's no rules. As long as
you're having an 805.
You have a legitimate drink.
Whatever your threshold is for checking in on Untappd, you could have that much 805.
Yeah.
But for some damn reason, I have to be overly compensating and get the two 19.2 ounce 805 tall boys.
Are you going to have a tall boy?
I'm going to have a tall boy in the morning.
The 805?
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right. Sunday.
I could totally just get by with a sip of a 112 ounce bottle and be fine. And hey, guys, take my pictures. Yep. It looks real. It's open.
Well, that brings up, I was going to talk about this during the tailgate.
But, oh, well, keep going.
No. Should we do, I feel we should do an Instagram live or a YouTube live.
Wow.
Probably, I was thinking 8:05 p.m., but maybe both, but 8:05 p.m. at least. Maybe, what do you think would be better for the listener? I'm just thinking of reaching the most listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about Facebook Live. Nobody does Facebook Live anymore.
Well, now Instagram TV is the algorithm to pertain to.
But we need to be live, so it's like, who of the three of us wants to volunteer to be live?
We'll be at family barbecue at the PM.
Yo, 8:05 PM. You guys are gonna be at family barbecue.
Yeah, so.
Are you saying I have to do it, or are you saying like, oh, we could do it?
No, we can do it, but all three of us won't be together, if that's right. what you're asking.
Well, no. I wouldn't think we would.
Oh, okay.
And somebody's got a firework
UFO
outside.
Just fell out of the sky.
Hopefully that was a firework.
I think we should, I mean, nobody will watch the AM, even though it would be the most fun one for everybody.
I like how you guys think I'm going to drink 805 and 805 day.
So Matt's out.
What else do you have to do? And how long has it been since you've actually had an 805?
Long enough.
that I don't care to break it. I will be going into work that morning and then going to the family party. So,
see,
busy,
nothing better to do.
And if I wasn't doing those two things, I'd be seeing The Big Lebowski on the big screen, which I might go do on the 7th.
Nice.
Oh yeah,
and have an 8:05.
8:05. So
I haven't had an 8:05 in so long. I actually don't remember what it tastes
like. Oh, you'll remember.
No, I know I will.
Luckily for me, producer Becky will drink 8:05 without.
So the rest of your six pack will not go to waste.
It won't go to waste. Nice. If I get just a six pack.
And she thinks it was for her the whole time.
Right. I was like, oh, but you sent me 8:05. Can I have one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
That's cute, but go ahead.
So I'm just thinking like Instagram Live or YouTube Live.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one at 8:05.
I'll do one.
All right. Which one do you want to do?
I'm probably more apt to do Instagram Live.
All right. So which time slot do you want? You want the AM?
I want
or
the
PM?
AM. I'll take the AM because nobody's going to be watching.
All right. So Instagram, here we go. We're going to make this official. I'll put it on the 8:05 page.
8:05 notes.
Oh, update the 8:05 page, perfectpoorpod.com/8:05. So Nick is going to be on Instagram Live, 8:05 a.m., drinking an 8:05.
That's right.
Because we love 8:05.
We
so
love
much.
8:05. And I see, here's my plan. I think I'm going to do Smokey and the Bandit with a breakfast burrito.
Oh, you're going to be what?
I'm going to watch.
You're
I'm going to put on some Smokey and the Bandit
at 8:05 a.m.
Yes.
I'm going to
get up early.
That's the weirdest part of the whole thing. That's not a movie you watch at 8:05 in the morning.
When don't you watch that movie? Let's ask that question.
All right. He's bounding down.
Uh-huh. I'm hoping I could time it right to where they're pulling into the fair and I crack open the 8:05.
Oh, you can do it. You got to do some math.
Yes.
You have to do some math. I always do the Death Star blowing up on New Year's. I never quite get it right, but actually last year I got it like within 2 seconds. So
nice.
I felt pretty good.
That's pretty awesome.
On New Year's, you can set up your, if you watch A New Hope, and you can set it up to where the Death Star blows up at midnight.
Midnight. Threat level.
We'll talk about that at the end of the year.
Threat level midnight.
So Nick is going to do Instagram Live at 8:05 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
He's hoping nobody will be there so he can just do it. Yep. Like, I did it. Goodbye.
Nobody will notice I don't have pants on.
So then I'm going to do, hopefully, who knows what my wife and child will be asking of me at 8:05 p.m.
That's but true.
Hopefully, I will be doing a YouTube live at 8:05 p.m.
Wow.
For 8:05 day. So there we go. We're marking it down. There'll be an Instagram live at 8:05 a.m. and a YouTube at 8:05 p.m. on Sunday for 8:05 day.
8:05 day. Paul, what did you get us into?
God, Paul. Thanks, Paul. You jick.
We have no way to know if Paul is participating, correct?
Nope. Yeah, Paul is off social media, so we don't know.
So if he hoses us...
Yeah, he could totally hose us. We won't know.
I say we cut all the songs.
He does have a YouTube channel. I don't think he updates it, but... He did that. He does have that. Looking out for beers. Matt, some beer releases that you were looking out for.
Certos.
Okay.
Double IPA, Modern Times and Alvarado Street collab. It's a 9% double IPA, hazy, Mosaic and Motueka hops.
Motueka.
So that's what I'm looking out for.
That's a good looking out for. Nick.
Motor boating.
Birthday boy, Nick.
Sup.
It's finally 23.
Hello, fellow youths.
Hello, fellow youths. How about them drugs?
Do you have any for me to partake in?
Because they're fun, right?
I hear they're wicked awesome. I'm actually looking out for 805 day. I wonder what it's going to be like.
Yeah, you keep looking for it.
It only happens once a year. What do you got to lose?
Like, we are doing way more. We are doing way more for 805 than anyone at Firestone.
Right.
What if you're born to lose?
Well, you know, that goes without saying.
You got to live to win.
I love gold.
So it's us and Kelly.
Allegedly Paul.
Allegedly Paul. Possibly Blue Ox.
A hashtag 805 day.
Yes.
805 day. I think I would say like to use our own hashtag, but there's not going to be that many fire sub people using that, so it'll pretty much be us.
Even Firestone's concerned with 805 day.
They're just scrolling.
Thanks, guys.
Like somebody's doing it won't even like register for them that like that's their beer. They're just scrolling. Hashtag 805 day. They just like scroll.
scroll. You guys are dumb.
Don't even read it.
Molasses cardamom.
That's what it is.
What is this?
Armenian coffee.
Oh, we have a Long Beach beer. Beechwood.
Wake up.
System of a stout.
Hobble a little makeup.
12 months in brandy barrels.
Brandy.
Oh, yeah. We've got Armenian band's System of a Down. Beechwood uses some Armenian ingredients for System of a Stout. I haven't had this in a while. I've had this at the brewery.
She tastes like brandy, you fine girl.
It's been a long time. I'm glad. Nick should have brought this home for... Oh, there's some new Perfect Pour stickers that sort of match the label, too.
That's your blue color you're looking for.
There you go. There it is. There it is.
Stouty. This is quite stouty.
You get a lot of that cardamom.
Tons of it.
It's better than chicory.
Is that too much cardamom for chicory. You, Nick?
It's a borderline too much.
Oh.
Are you happy it's a 12-ouncer?
Considering I only have 2 ounces of it, yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Salads for...
And Nick, what are you looking out for?
Not a favorite. We already did me.
You already did?
It's your turn.
Oh, jeez. Los Angeles Ale Works. This one was brought to my attention by Chew Your Beer.
Chew Your Beer.
The Lost Juice.
Uh-oh.
It's an Indiana Jones-themed label. Juicy Citrus. Juicy with a J. Juice. Juicy Citrus IPA, 16-ounce, 4-packs, cans. Like I said, it's got a Indiana Jones theme. So
yes, the font is
Juicy
mostly.
IPA, Alework, Los Angeles Alworks, Indiana Jones. Yeah,
it's titled after Raiders, right?
I guess
the Lost Ark.
Yeah, but the Lost Juice. It's like not. It doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme. Needs to be 90%.
I'm not that impressed with the
Pun needs to be within 90%.
Yeah. I think it feels like it's like some sort of L.A. Aleworks inside joke or something, because I'm like, I don't think you're getting the Indiana Jones thing. Well, whatever. Looking out for it, because it's got Indiana Jones.
Do you know what you're doing?
Do you even know what you're doing? Excuse me?
Know what you're doing?
Is this a reference to Raiders, or is it a reference to Crystal Skull or what? You don't even know what you're doing.
You don't even know what you're doing.
Crystal Skull.
The best of the trio.
Everyone knows it's the best.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell all your Raiders friends that, like, hey, Crystal Skull is the best.
It's the episodic.
Do you wear the Crystal Skulls in Athletic Cup?
I'm sorry.
I don't know what's happening now.
The Family Guy.
Oh, I didn't see that.
There is an episode of Family Guy where he found like a ancient burial.
Oh no!
like skeleton in the backyard, and he
hey,
wore.
Chris, come here.
He wore the skeleton's head as an athletic cup.
Ah.
I didn't even go far enough into it.
I haven't done it all show. I needed to. It was good enough. Close enough. I was like, come on.
He's reaching.
Yeah.
We have not tangented once this episode.
I'm sure we have. I just wasn't on top
good
of it.
Good Lord. We're slipping.
Another Los Angeles brewer, Arrow Lodge. This is for you Laker fans. Pale to the King. It is a Laker-themed can art, and it's referenced to, of course, King James, the new Laker. And it's a pale. It's in 16-ounce cans, four packs, 5.9%. It's dry hopped with Galaxy and Citra. So, you know, if you're a Laker fan or LeBron James fan, you might want to get some trading done if you're not in LA and you can't go to Arrow Lodge. Chew beer will pick them all up for you. And that's all I'm looking out for this week, because that's enough, really. I mean, we could go on and on about looking out for. We could make a whole show about beer releases. I've always often thought of that. I was like, we could just do a separate podcast that's all beer releases every week. It would be, you could do a 2-hour show on beer releases.
Sweet release.
Oh, sweet release. But, you know, we've got this show, and it's probably better.
And no more time.
Untapped. It's an app. A lot of beer geeks use it. Not everybody does, but we do. We try to. Best we can. Lots of Perfect Pour listeners are in there. You can make your own groups.
That's
you
right. Can
group in your Perfect Pour listeners. I'm still doing that, by the way. If you're not sure, if you think that I don't, if we're friends on Untapped, and you listen to the show and you think maybe I haven't grouped you in with the Perfect Pour group, let me know. Tag me on Untappd and say, hey, am I in the group? Give me the group. Give me the group. Nick, what have you been drinking?
I finally found a brewery beer that I like.
Oh, brewery.
Brewery.
Los Angeles is brewery.
This is Brewery Tarot, the Tart of Darkness.
Oh.
First had it on tap. On draft beer from Goldstein's, and then bottles are now in town. I think they're the little 350 milliliter bottles.
Oh,
yeah, maybe they fill. They're under 16 ounces. I know that, but very good stout. It's a tart raspberry stout.
All right,
highly reco that beer.
Big reco.
Yes. Did some local Clovis drinking at Zone 9 Brewing.
Oh, finally. One of us went into Zone 9.
Finally.
Jeez.
Rather small establishment.
Enough. Tiny?
Tiny.
It's where at?
Toll House and Sunnyside.
Okay.
For those.
Kind of out there.
Where the signs are brown.
By the hospital, kind of?
No, not really. No, just outside Old Town.
Okay.
You know where the Peacock Market's
at?
Oh,
yeah, Peacock Market.
Peacock!
I know that place.
Right across the street.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It's borderline industrial district brewing.
Yeah. Slightly industrial.
Slightly industrial.
Residential.
So if I remember the intersection, there's the Peacock Market.
C.
There's a gas station.
C.
And then there's like a row of buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in that section?
A row of strip malls.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Very much in that row.
All right.
Okay.
What do you think? What your experience? You have some beers?
Good, clean beer. Very much traditional styled.
Mm-hmm.
One hazy. Zero IPAs on tap.
Whoa.
I don't know if that was luck of the draw, like just happened to be there. Like, oh, that's, sorry, all
that's
our IPAs.
Bold sauce.
Yeah.
If you're not, you're not going to have an IPA on.
But they're just kind of go with the flow type brewers. They don't, they're not super interested in whatever's trending.
Right.
They're like, hey, let's make a porter this week. Okay.
Ooh, exotic.
Yeah. So they had a, they had an oatmeal stout. They had a pale, a peach saison, I think.
How was that pale?
The pale was good. Pale was good. The Kolsch was good.
Nice.
Nice, clean Kolsch. Not a hopped Kolsch, just a good traditional
just
Kolsch.
A Kolsch.
The oatmeal stout was good. So, they, I think, oh, the, no crowlers. They only do the double wall insulated growlers.
Okay. Well, yeah. Now you got to get with the times, though. Got to get that crowler machine.
Yeah, I was shocked. Because I was going to get a crowler for the show, and I was like, ooh, I don't want to spend $40 on a double wall.
Yeah.
Growler, yeah, being as I might never go back.
Yeah, who knows when you'll go back.
Yeah. Not because they're bad, but I just don't ever go that far in the Clovis.
Deep Clovis.
Deep. So that was my only... not complaint, but my only...
Get a crawler.
Yeah. If they had a crawler machine...
Come on.
That might have changed my mind.
We could be having one right now. You think about that.
Think about it.
Because your mind was telling you no?
It was on my money.
Was it on your mind?
My money was on my mind.
Right.
But my mind was on my money, so you see the situation I was in.
Didn't have time for double wall growlers.
That's right.
No way.
And stalling for time because I can't read my notes.
Jeez, write better notes.
Well, I don't want to take the credit for this, but we did have a Silva Stout.
How you do that?
I know people in the industry.
Industry.
Yep. His name's the Bearded Brewer.
Whoa.
That was donated industry to us by the Beer Pope.
Well, then I know the Beer Pope.
I know.
He made sure that we got a hold of one of those rare bottles. We probably should have sat on it for a couple of years, but I was like,
sure.
It's a brother's birthday party. Everybody will appreciate this.
Word up.
Yeah, what the hell?
What? I hear Mikey, but I don't see Mikey. What is going on here?
Yeah, why don't you just stay over there?
Climb in. Wow, that was the fastest fridge return ever. Oh, no. No, no, no. That label looks hazy, sir.
No, I passed on a hazy because I was like, it's Nick's birthday. I can't get another hazy.
You're a liar.
It's not a hazy, bro.
I can't get a hazy. Oh, it's a hazy. Oh, look, I'm a funny guy. Oh.
So what you're saying is, it's a hazy beer.
I love it. It must be gold.
I like that. That's gold to me.
I love gold.
Hey, Chew, by the way, I'll get that those Hugh Hauser stuff together next week, all right?
Yeah, hey, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I'll get in there. I know you're getting upset, which rightfully so. But this one is another Garage Boys donated beer from Decadent Ales French Toast Dippa. It's a double IPA brewed with maple syrup and cinnamon. Whatever, bro. A French Toast IPA.
Whatever, bro.
And it, Decadence out of Boston and Massachusetts. And I remember there was a show where it was just a rare show. It was just Matt and myself. We had that one that was the marshmallow IPA.
Oh.
Oh, it was good. No, we were both were like, no, sorry, Matt, but you liked it.
No, it wasn't super marshmallowy, so it was okay.
Yeah, we liked it. So the only Decadent we've had on here before was really good.
Toys.
I kind of poured heavy, so
do it.
Nick's going to have much left.
That's fine.
Did you see the percentage?
I did top pour. I didn't.
Boss pour.
Oh, wow. Dude.
Oh, there's maple. I'm done.
Yep, there's definitely a maple syrup.
Do you prefer agave nectar?
Oh, I like this. I think I like decadent. They deliver on what this says the can is.
That is exactly maple syrup and cinnamon.
They deliver.
Delivered.
You have to respect that because they deliver. Well, that was the Nick 80 on Untappd.
Sure.
Peter Brewer 87. This week, I think I still had a general couple general Shermans from Tiger Sequoia.
Nice.
Finished those off. Fort Point Beer Company from San Francisco. They're in my local Save Mart all of a sudden.
Nice.
They had a Mosaic Park. I was like, oh, all mosaic. I will try.
You got me worried.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. It didn't knock my socks off, but it was fine. It was super fresh, so.
Were we going to invent our own rating system with sock levels?
Yep. That's if we develop a drinking app, beer drinking app, the rating system will have a sock.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be different level, like, you know, five socks.
Okay.
First sock, one sock, bad. Two socks, okay. Three socks, decent. Four socks, great.
Uh-huh.
Five socks, and then they're off. They're like, boom, ding,
pew, pew.
That's going to be our app rating system.
I like it. That's the best rating ever.
You had the 1850... That we had one last week. I had another one. It was the peach IPA.
Gross.
It's good. I thought it was good.
No.
It's peach season right now.
It's weird.
Peak peach season in Fresno.
Peak.
And I was at one of our brew pubs, Mad Duck.
Nice.
And they had Novo Brazil on tap.
Whoa, there you go.
Pool Party Haze.
Oh, that's got you all over it.
I had two of them.
Yeah, you did.
It was fine. It was good. Good, decent beer. I was watched the brewer there a little bit. I was like, it's always weird that we don't, when there's brewers in town that we don't know and have no idea who they are.
Who are you?
Like, just like, I was watching, I was like, he is... Why don't we know him? I don't understand. I guess we're not doing well enough. We don't know the brew pub guys well enough around town. And that's all I've been drinking. Darktown on Untappd or Mikey Top Pour. Best part of the show every week, right there. You just experienced it. Cheers, Golden Gods. These people are cool people. Every week, every month, they donate money to the show. And that's why they're the Golden Gods.
That's right.
No new ones this week, but we didn't lose anybody. So, positive week. Still a positive week. And the Golden Gods are people that donate money to us $5 or more every month. And via the website Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour. And for their money, for the satisfaction of giving us money for doing this creative thing week after week, they also get extra show in the form of the tailgate and whatever else we can toss in there during the week. I've still been keeping up with the early release of this episode. I've been threatening that it's going to go away. Every week I'm like, it's going to go away, guys, so don't get used to this. And then the next week I'm back with an early release.
Nice.
But so stuff like that, just early release stuff and extra content you get for donating money to the show. So thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. We just got a new little run of stickers that we're going to be able to pay for because of the Golden Gods. So that's the kind of stuff that happens. Because you guys are awesome and we appreciate that, man. So thanks. Always cheers to the Golden Gods. Also, cheers to Beer Up Your Life. Now, I heard that Stockton bar that she
Abbey Trappist
is closed, right?
Yes.
Did I see that right?
You did.
The Abbey Trappist in Stockton closed. That's sad.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I forgot to mention that. I did see that too.
But
she's with Delta Pacific now.
Oh,
right?
She is. Okay. So, wait. Now, last week, we found out that we have a new Delta Pacific in Fresno. Jake from State Farm. Now, what's that mean for... What do we have two now in Fresno?
What?
From Delta Pacific?
Jacob is mainly South Valley.
Oh, okay.
And then Ryan kind of oversees... Randy. Randy kind of oversees...
Randy. Oh, okay. Well, it's Randy's
the
still
new
there.
Hires.
It worried me. I was like... And I didn't get it until after I listened to the show. While the show was happening, it didn't dawn on me. But when I was listening back to the show, I was like, hey, wait. That's Randy's.
Randy's tried a few different times to get help, and...
All right.
You know, the doctors said there was nothing they could do for him.
You're just going to deal with it, Randy.
Yeah. So now he finally has help.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Good. Also, cheers to Shadow Pixie, to only.16ounce.pores.
Nice.
That's his Instagram name. Only16ounce.pores.
That's cool.
And Scotty B. Brewing.
Scotty B.
Fire Dog Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to see where that Hawthorne Brewery opens up. I love all that. We have several active people that listen to the show that are actively trying to open up a brewery. So I like that. So whenever, if you're a listener of the show and you have a brewery or you're opening up a brewery, tell us your listener and we'll do what we can to throw some Perfect Pour listeners in there in your business, make a big get it in your business if that's something we can do. So especially if you're a Southern California one or a Florida one, we've got like heavy representation in Florida and Southern California, but everywhere. And there is a reps page. I've been terrible the past couple weeks about updating it, but I do little updates here and there on it. But perfectpourpod.com/reps reps. If you want to see if you want to see if maybe we have a rep in an area you're going to be drinking at, you just want some recommendations on some places to go to, or if you want to see if maybe they want to have a get it, check out that reps page and see if maybe we have somebody representing the area. And if you want to represent your area, check the page, see if there's nobody there, and just email us or contact us on social media or voicemail, whatever, and say, I want to be a rep. And Nick will mark it down in the magical faux moleskin notebook that he
has. Thanks for bringing that
up. All right, Matt, do you have some cheers?
No.
Yeah. All people, nobody did anything extra cheersy this week.
Cheers out to all of the friends and family of the Perfect Pour Network.
Yay. Yeah.
The Perfect Pour Nation, bro.
The nation. And if you're fighting fires right now, be careful.
Oh, yeah. Cheers to all our everyone fighting all our forest fires here. There's too many to count, but the one that's by us, the Ferguson fire. Good luck. Keep it up. Keep up the good work up there.
Keep up.
My boss sent me a picture of the meeting. They have a big meeting there up there every morning, and there's a shit ton of people up there.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Fighting fires, man.
Nice. Fight fire Nick, with fire.
Birthday boy, Nick.
Cheers to me.
Cheers to you Nick.
You all suck.
Yay, raise your glass. Just, raise your hazy glass.
No, I was just kidding. Hazy. Don't do that.
Raise your hazy.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Oh.
GTFO.
Wait, you don't like those?
They're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine.
Fine.
Cheers to Hoppy Libations. Check out her new article in porchdrinking.com.
Oh, did she write? Okay. Wait, and that's the same. Is it the same? Because it's the porch drinking. There's like a southern, like a.
Yeah, southern so one. Lumber Jose also contributes to porch drinking for the southern, southeast U.S. And there's a, I guess, Colorado-ish Midwest.
Okay.
Wing branch.
Okay. And there, is there a west one?
No.
No.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They're like, fine. California, you got your shit handled. Whatever. You don't need us. But she did a brewery tour of the Midwest. So if you're curious about Midwest breweries, check out her article in porchdrinking.com. Road trip. It's called Road Trip.
Road trip, bro.
Cheers to United Craft Beer Forum.
Florida's United Craft Beer Forum.
The last.
But I guess everyone's invited, right? You don't have to be from Florida.
Well, you do, but we're cooler than most, so we get invited.
Oh, you get in louder.
No, that's a lie, too.
United Craft Beer Forum. It's a good one on Facebook.
Mrs. Florida Steve makes her debut on the United Craft Beer Forum live beer review.
Oh, my God.
With Mr. Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
So, if you're curious what she has to say about beers,
I am.
Check out their latest live. Actually, it's recorded now. It was live at one time, but now it's recorded on their page.
Did you mess with the live?
No, movie? We missed it. Evil Circle was there. He was in attendance. God. He was like, "Where are my people at?"
Nobody's here.
And Hoppy Libations
it's not
was
fun
like,
"When no one's here."
I was like, "I missed it," and I was like, "Damn it, I missed it too." We could not tangent the live.
I tangent him. And that's all the people.
No, I just can't read my writing.
Jeez.
Wymore Aaron.
You need a transcriber.
Wymore.
Wymore Aaron.
Because they're a new follower of The Perfect Pour.
Oh, okay.
And keep_it_classic.
Keep it classic.
New followers on
Instagram. Oh, that sounds like somebody that doesn't want hazy IPAs. He wants to keep it classic.
Oh, it's a lady.
It's a lady.
That's a lady.
She wants to keep
it classic.
She wants to keep her Volkswagen all original.
That's right.
All original.
Yep.
No modifications.
Do not lower it. Do not put chrome wheels on it.
Matt, is your white bus, is there anything non-original in there? You have it lowered? Is that?
Nope.
He does have a radio in it. I think that's the only thing that's not original.
Radio and motor. Well, technically transmission, but.
Well, that's fine. We're talking about like what the outside of it. You haven't changed anything.
It's as stock as can be.
Wow. Wow.
Period correct, as they say.
Period correct.
Check dates. They're
check your dates.
Check your dates. It's hey, period. Man, check your dates. It's all original.
Period correct.
That's awesome. Check your dates.
Is this original? Yeah, bro. Check your dates.
Check your dates.
All original.
Back then, it's true. Back then, they stamped parts. Doors, wheels.
Volkswagen did enjoy buying
dates.
Well, that's good. They wanted to make sure they got your part. Their part in your vehicle. So if it was a shitty part, you can't blame them. Doesn't have Volkswagen on there.
That's very true.
They're like, nope, not my part, bro. There's nothing about it. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Talk to Nick and Matt if you're a Volkswagen nerd. Is there a name for a Volkswagen nerd?
Nerds.
Just nerds, like everything.
VW guy?
VW guy.
Air-cooled.
I only ride an air cooled.
I think one of our friends said VW dorks.
Oh yeah. Oh, VDO vintage dorks only.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh
yeah.
Now we're getting to it.
Nice.
So So thank you guys for listening. PerfectPourPod.com is the website. Matt is at BeardedBrewer87 on social media. Nick is TheNick80 on the socials.
Yes.
The show is Perfect Pour Pod. And myself is Mikey Top Pour or MikeyTopPour.com. And everyone have a great week. Be safe.
Have fun.
Check your dates.
Drink your whales.
See you on 805 day. 805 and 805 on 805. See you out there.
And listen to some sunburn.
Yay! Come on, I had all these plans.
All these plans to do a podcast.
And nothing happened. And it's still not. Ask Fudge.
You turned on the fridge mic again.
I did. Fucking shit.
And we've hit a new low.